My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about five reasons why your funnel is not converting. So I'll go first. Number one, if at the very beginning of your funnel, at the top of your funnel, you have too much stuff on your page and it's too confusing and you've decided to overdo it with the copy, the images and all that, not only does it slow down that page, but it makes it confusing for people. So then you decrease the conversions on that one, right? So my point here is you want to oversimplify. And if you want good inspiration for different landing pages out there, one good place to start would be land-book.com. So land-book.com or whatever, you can take a look over there.
Yeah, number two. Your funnel may not be working because you're just like, hey, I'm spending money on traffic, spending money on ads. I'm barely getting enough sales. It's not covering it, but you haven't added upsells and downsells. A lot of times your funnel could be converting well enough. You're just not generating enough revenue from each conversion. So a great way to make it better is add in upsells and downsells. And it's a great way to increase your lifetime value of your customer and make your campaigns much more profitable.
Number three is your creative. So most people don't spend enough time testing their creative. You'd have to constantly be iterating on your creative because banner blindness is a real thing. So if you're running ads for this, or if you're driving traffic from somewhere, you got to constantly be thinking about how can you continue to get someone's attention to click in the first place. So this is more tied to if you're running ads, but even podcast ads in general, you have to think about changing it up from time to time. We're guilty of running the same ad for a while. We probably should change it, but do as we say, not as we do.
Yeah. Number four, a lot of times you're trying to make the sale right then and there. A lot of funnels convert better if you actually slow roll it. So what I mean is you're collecting email, you're educating, you're building rapport. And then a week later, you then try selling. Like Ramit Sethi is a great example of this. If you get into this funnel, he tries not to pitch you right away. He tries to wait at least a week or a month before he starts selling you on stuff. And it's a very effective approach. He's done really well with it. So sometimes your funnel maybe is just trying to push people to purchase right away versus just waiting.
All right. Number five, last but not least, is your offer. So we've had Alex Hormozi on this podcast before, and he has a book called $100 Million Offers. Sometimes your offer is just not good enough and it's not compelling enough to get someone to convert. So the offer is probably the simplest thing that you can change first. And if your offer is such a no-brainer, your conversion rates should skyrocket. So think really long and hard about how you can make your offer such a no-brainer where it makes a lot of sense for people to take it, right? So as an example, let's say, you know, you listen to this podcast and we're like, oh, Neil and I will do the marketing for you. Okay, for free. Not only will we do it for free, Neil and I will fly over to your house, right? And we'll talk to you for an entire day. Okay. And then not only that, we'll do that for you for an entire year and for free. And you don't pay us until we perform, right? That's such a no-brainer offer that people will be knocking on the door or breaking down doors to get it, right? So anyway, check out the book, $100 Million Offers. And if you enjoyed this one, and by the way, you want to hang out with cool people like that, like Alex Hormozi or Neil Knight? Well, go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE. He may or may not come to the next one, right? So that is it for today, and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.